稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两课中，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
芳华向神的仆人问安，欢迎来到晨曦讲座。晨曦讲座周一到周五提供同工学习、进修、培训的内容，让我们对侍奉有更全面、宏观的眼界，培养自己成为健康工人，建立健康教会。每周三的传承跨代的危机与转机，是曾金发牧师受邀对神学生的特别讲座。芳华很喜欢曾金发牧师的讲道，很受激励，十分的受用。我觉得这个特别讲座很适合传道人、全职侍奉的同工聆听。曾金发牧师2003年在美国的三一福音神学院以不到九个月的时间修完了为期两年的硕士学位，并以最优异的成绩毕业。曾牧师在新加坡牧会超过了30年，在2012年他成功地执行了精心设计的领袖继任计划，将教会交给了两位接受他长期督导20多年的牧师。卸任后的曾牧师继续地留在同工团队里，担任领域更广的领袖导师一职，并且督导国内外的顶尖领袖，包括了企业领导人、执行长、主教、宗派领袖和主任牧师、神学教育家、福音派组织和宣教机构的创始人、负责人。他也在多个基督教组织的顾问委员会侍奉，目前是金星门训教会全球联盟的创始人。内心决定外显出来的价值，反照生命的实情。今天曾牧师以马可福音7章1到23节分享一个主题，传承三大境界。在这段经文中，耶稣严厉地指责法利赛人的错误，强调心口一致的重要。以下我们一块来听曾牧师的分享。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听《传承跨代的危机与转机》。
About 100 years ago, the Titanic sank.
大概100年之前，这个铁达尼号沉没。
Many perish in the icy waters.
很多人在那个船难中身亡。
There were a few survivors, and one of the survivors is named Major Arthur Pukin.
那很多的生还的人，其中一个叫做 Major， 是一个军人 ，Major Arthur Pukin.
He told of the time that he knew the Titanic was going to sink.
他知道在船要沉的那一刻，他知道船。会有麻烦。
So he rushed into his stateroom cabin to retrieve the, what they call it, the treasures that he have in the safe.
所以他赶快回到他自己的船舱的那个房间里面，把这个保险箱里面的重要的贵重的财物抢救出来。
Because in the safe there's cash, there's bonds, there's jewelry.
因为在这个保险箱里面有现金，有珠宝，各样的东西。
But then the thought struck him, all these are useless in the icy waters.
可是突然间有一个意念震撼着他，因为在冰冷的海水中这些东西一无是处。
Instead, his attention was turned to 3 oranges on the dining stage table.
他反而就跑回去在他的餐桌上面抓3个橘子。
So he took the oranges and stuffed in his bag, into his coat pocket.
所以他把这3个橘子抓着放到口袋里面。
Because hopefully it helps him quench thirst, give him nutrition.
所以希望这3个橘子能够为他在船难中提供营养。
When I heard that story, I saw something important.
我听到这个故事，我看到其中有一个相当重要的事情。
In the cataclysmic moment of the Titanic sinking, Major Arthur Buchan was able to discern the essentials from the non-essentials.
在船难的那一刻，这一位生还的人，他在那个时刻突然间惊觉到什么是重要，什么是次要。
In life, we must be able to distinguish what is essential and what is non-essential.
在我们的人生中，我们也需要有这个能力去分辨什么是必须的，什么是次要的。
We must be able to measure on the major.
我们必须要知道如何衡量什么是重要的。
As servants of Christ, we must live for what really matters.
作为神的仆人，我们需要为着真正重要的事情来活着。
So that we are not just passing it on, but we are passing on the things that are foundational and essential.
所以我们不单只是随便把东西传承下去，我们需要传承的是跟生命有关的根基。
Discipleship is about following Jesus in the things that are really important in life.
门徒训练就是关乎当我们跟随耶稣的时候，什么是我们人生最重要的。
So we are not just passing on these principles, but we are also passing on the warnings and the cautions.
所以我们不单只传承原则，更是把一些提醒、一些警告传承下去。
In this session, I want to share with you three great cautions we must pass on.
我希望跟各位分享三个很重要的提醒或是警告。
And we learn this from Mark chapter 7.
我们这三个是从马可福音第七章学到的。
So if you, would you bow with me in prayer as we ask the Lord to bless this time together?
所以让我们一同低头祷告，求主祝福我们下午的时间。
Heavenly Father, open our eyes once again to your word.
主啊，求你再一次开我们的眼睛来看见你话语的奇妙。
Once again, help us not just to be hearers of your word, but committed to be doers of your word.
帮助我们不单听到，而且委身实行你的话语。
Help us in this journey.
在这个路途、这个旅途中帮助我们
A journey of faith and obedience
一个信心以及顺服的旅程
Of obedience and faith
是需要信心并需要顺服
We thank you in Jesus' name
我们靠耶稣的名祷告
Amen,
Amen.
Mark chapter 7
Mark 福音第
七 Reading from verse 5
我们从第五节开始
The Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with impure hands?
法利赛人和文士问耶稣说，你的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传，用俗手吃饭呢？
Verse 6, And he said to them, Rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me.
第六节耶稣说以赛亚指着你们假冒为善之人所说的预言是不错的如经上说这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我心却远离我
Mark chapter 7 is a fascinating chapter
马可福音第七章相当的精彩
It's a chapter of conflict
是一章关乎冲突的 一段经文
Have you ever been in conflict with someone in authority?
你曾经跟有权柄的人产生冲突吗？
Jesus was in conflict with the authority of the religious leaders of his day.
耶稣在当年在这里与那些宗教领袖有权柄的人产生冲突。
And in that conflict, he cautioned them with regards to three great cautions.
在这个冲突中间，耶稣提醒他们，警告他们有三样注意的事情。
Because they needed to learn that the approval of God is of utmost importance.
因为他们需要学习神许可神认可比一切都重要。
As far as the religious leaders were concerned, it was the approval of the establishment, approval of tradition.
对于宗教领袖来说，被传统被这个制度认可很重要。
And so Jesus challenged their theology and their thinking as well as their heart.And say God's approval is of ultimate importance.
耶稣就提醒他们，神的认可比这些都重要，挑战他们的神学，他们的观念。
So he continues to say, Mark chapter 7, verse 7, But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. Verse 8, Neglecting the commandment of God, you hold to the tradition of men.
所以我们继续往下看第七跟第八节，他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。你们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传。
Now, if we must ask the question, if the approval of God is of ultimate importance, what exactly does God approve?
如果我们认为神的认可是至关重要，那我们需要再问一个问题是，什么是神所认可的？
And from this chapter, we realize it's not just the outward behavior or ceremonies and tradition. God sees the heart.
就如这一章经文里面所教导我们的，神所看的不是外表的行为、外面的外貌，而是心中的意念。
It goes back right to the Old Testament in the selection of the king, where we were told God doesn't look at the outward as in David's brothers, he looked at the heart as in David's heart.
这个就帮助我们追溯到在旧约圣经很早的时候，当神选立君王的时候，在看大卫的兄弟，神说我看的是人的内心，不是人的外貌。
God is not impressed with our ministries, no matter how large or impressive it might be.
我们事工的大小跟是否辉煌，神不太在意。
What God looks for is the heart.
可是神所看的是我们的心。
And God therefore doesn't judge the outward.
所以神不凭我们的外貌来判断我们。
Because it's the inward that determines the value of the outward.
因为是内心决定外显出来的价值。
Why is God so interested in the heart?
为什么神对心那么有兴趣?
Because the heart speaks of reality.
因为我们的心反照我们里面的实在情形。
And God is concerned about what is real.
神关心的是什么是真实的。
So these three cautions that I will share with you from this text has to do with the reality and the condition of the heart within.
所以今天跟各位分享这三个提醒是关乎我们心里面的状态以及心中的实质情况。
And these cautions cannot be ignored.
然后这三个提醒不能等闲视之。
We must pay careful attention to them, learn from them, and pass them on.
我们必须要小心地学习它，而且从其中学到功课，并且把它传递下去。
The first caution is to beware of the great disconnect.
第一个我们被提醒的是小心，这里可能有个很重大的脱节。
Verse 6 says, These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
第六节说，这些百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
It is easy to honor God with our lips.
用嘴唇敬拜主很容易。
It's convenient to do so.
很方便。
But it's not real.
可是不一定真实。
Only what is in the heart is real.
只有从心里面发出的才是真实。
So this alignment between what we say and what we really feel and believe within is an important alignment.
因此我们心口一致，这个是非常的重要。
There is a great gap in Christianity.
在基督教信仰中间有一个很大的一个落差。
The greatest gap in Christianity is the gap between what we say and what we do.
这个最大的落差发生在我们嘴巴所讲的话跟我们心中的意念。
And in discipleship, we must bring an alignment between what we say and what we do.
所以在门徒训练中间，我们需要让人家警觉到我们所说的跟我们心中的情况要一致。
And the thing that regulates that consistency is our heart.
掌管这样心口一致的是从我们的心。
So when Jesus said their hearts are far from me.
所以当耶稣说他们的心远离我。
Then no matter what they do in their religious observation, it doesn't really matter.
因此无论他们外表做什么样的事情，这些都已经无关重要了。
A story was told of a village chief who went to visit the various villages.
这里有一个故事讲到一个村长，他去拜访不同的村庄。
Oh, the villagers admire this village chief a lot.
然后这每一个村庄对这个村长都相当的敬。
But it was told that this village chief has a weak heart condition and needed a heart transplant.
然后他们知道这个村长的心脏不是很好，需要再等着一个心脏的移植。
All the villagers gathered to listen to the speech of the village chief.
所以这些村民都聚集听这个村长在演讲。
And when he finished his speech, they all cheered.
他讲完以后，大家都很高兴，鼓掌。
And then the village chief said, "I now must take my rest because of my poor heart condition."
然后这个村长就说，现在我需要休息，因为我的心脏实在太弱。
And now all the villagers say with one voice, "Oh, chief, take my heart, take my heart."
然后这所有村民都异口同心，一直说：“村长，拿我的心，拿我的心。”
The village chief was very touched.
所以这位村长非常的感动。
He said, "I cannot possibly take all your hearts."
我不可能拿你们每个人的心脏。
So he took a feather. He says, "I will throw the feather. Whoever the feather lands upon, I will be happy to receive your heart."
所以我用一个办法，我把一个羽毛抛出去，看这个羽毛落在谁身上，谁的心脏就捐给我。
So he took a feather and he threw it out at the crowd.
所以他在这群人群中间把这个羽毛飞出去。
And all the crowd started saying, "Oh, chief, take my heart. Oh, chief, take my heart."
所以所有的群众都说，哦，村长啊，你可以拿我的心，一口气把那个羽毛吹走。
Lip service.
嘴唇。
But the heart is not there.
可是心不在那里。
Jesus said, "Your heart is so far from me."
耶稣说，你的心远离我。
You see, the Pharisees were infuriated.
法利赛人听到他的话就非常的愤怒。
They took offense that Jesus had no regards to their laws and their traditions.
他们说耶稣对我们的传统跟我们的律法一点都不尊重。
They look at Jesus, just who does he think he is?
那这个耶稣他以为自己是谁啊？
Who's his rabbi? Who's instructed him?
谁是他的拉比教他的？
What yeshiva did he study in? What school?
他跟哪一个拉比学，从哪一个学校毕业的？
What's his theological credentials?
他有什么神学学位？
Because to them, Jesus was a young, educated upstart.
因为在这里，耶稣仍然是一个年轻、没有受过教育的一个人。
And he has criminally disregarded the Torah and the Talmud.
他对于他们的陀拉跟汤姆这些都好像不太尊重一样。
Oh, this to them was sacrilegious.
所以他们就对他非常的愤怒。
So they sent some experts from HQ to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to interview him and question him.
所以他们从耶路撒冷他们的总部派人来跟耶稣面谈。
Actually, they are on a mission to find fault with Jesus and to accuse him.
他们希望从他身上找到把柄可以控告他。
Now, if you cannot find fault with the master, what do? You find fault with his disciples.
如果你在老师身上找不到错误，你会怎么办？你在他学生身上找错误。
And the chance came when they discovered some of the disciples were eating without washing their hands.
所以机会来了，他发觉他的学生们吃饭不洗手。
Aha, this is a big thing. This is a crime.
所以他们说，哦，这个是大事情，这个是不对的。
So in verse 3 and verse 4, Mark gave us two reasons why this is a big no-no in not washing their hands before they eat.
所以因此马可在第七章第三第四节给我们那个背景，关于为什么洗手不吃饭不洗手那么重要。
Verse 3 says, "For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they carefully wash their hands, thus observing the traditions of the elders."
所以第三节说，原来法利赛人和犹太人都据守古人的遗传，如果不仔细的洗手就不吃饭。
And then verse 4 says, "And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they cleanse themselves, and there are many other things which they have received in order to observe, such as the washing of cups and pitchers and copper pots."
所以第四节就进一步在讲了，如果从市集上面上来，如果不洗浴也不吃饭，还有一些好多的规矩，他们历代都遵守的，就是洗杯啦、洗罐啦、铜器啦等等。
Oh, they don't just wash their hands; they wash everything from pots and pans to dining couches.
所以他们不单只是洗手，而且连杯盘碗罐全部都要洗。
I mean, with all their washing, they will survive COVID-19.
他说，这个所有的洗中间那个，还有就是这个新冠肺炎。
So I can imagine the Pharisee now with an air of superiority, stroking his coats, questioning Jesus.
所以我们可以想象这些法利赛人，他们带着一种骄傲、批判的心态，在那边高高在上看着耶稣，看着他不对的事情。
The nitilat yadayim, the washing of hands. Why do your disciples ignore them?
他说：“为什么你的 学生不遵守这个洗手的习惯。
How could they dishonor God like that?
他们怎么可以这样子侮辱上帝？
These are the tradition of the elders.
这些都是我们长老留下来的传统。
Everybody was quiet, waiting to see how Jesus will respond.
众人都沉静下来，等待看耶稣如何回应。
And Jesus' response took everyone by surprise.
耶稣的回应使众人都惊讶。
It was unexpected.
他没有人想到他会这样回应。
What was expected is when you are asked a question by the religious authorities, you give an answer.
我们期盼的是，当宗教领袖问你一个问题，你会回答他的问题。
Your answer will be in defense of your position.
然后你的回应应该是为你现在的立场做出辩护。
Jesus did not give an answer nor give a defense. He rebuked them.
耶稣既不回答也不辩护。而是指责他们。
He quoted the Old Testament at them.
他就引用旧约。
Quoting Isaiah 29:13, he says, "What did the prophet say of you hypocrites? The people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me."
耶稣引用以赛亚书29:13，讲到就是说，这个百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
In other words, you say you wash this, you wash that, but what's the use of all this washing when your hearts are unwashed?
换句话说，如果你在这里也洗，那里也洗，可是你的心却从来没有洗过，你洗这些东西有什么用？
Jesus was highlighting a great disconnect.
所以耶稣在这里指出一个他们中间非常重要的一个脱节。
It's a disconnect between what they say and their religious behavior from what is deep inside within their hearts.
他们的脱节在于他们心中的光景跟他们外面所做的宗教行为严重的脱节。
What's the relevance and the caution for us today?
这个对我们今天有什么重要性呢？
Before we judge the Pharisees too harshly, let's examine ourselves.
当我们批判法利赛人之前，先我们看看自己。
The modern church also lived by a spirituality of lip service.
现代的教会，我们也是在这种光景中间，只用嘴唇来敬拜主。
We say things like God is good all the time, all the time. God is good.
我们说上帝一直都是美好的，上帝是一位好的上帝。
But deep inside the hearts of many Christians, the goodness of God is continually challenged.
可是，在我们很多信徒的心中，上帝的美善常常一直被挑战。
The difference between lips and heart.
这个就是我们嘴唇跟我们心的距离。
I want to pause for a moment to encourage you again to embrace the goodness of God in your life.
我在这里想停一下，鼓励各位，我们需要拥抱，在我们生命中间拥抱上帝的美好。
When I was very young, at about 25 years old, my spiritual mentor told me something that is profound and important.
我25岁的时候，我的属灵师父教导我一个非常深刻的功课。
Dark sparks of the navigator say to me, keep a track record of God's faithfulness in your life.
导航会的同工告诉我们说，我们需要为上帝在我们生命中的信实留下记录。
And so through the years, I keep a journal, a track record, a gratitude journal of God's faithfulness in my life.
所以我一生中间一直养成一个习惯，就是做这个对神感恩的一些记录笔记记下来。
So that no matter what trials or challenges and difficulty, I lay hold and embrace the faithfulness of a faithful God.
所以不管人生碰到什么风浪，我都抓得紧紧的，就是上帝的信实跟他的美好。
We have to move from that rhetoric to that reality.
我们需要进到一个真这种属灵的真实情况中。
Not the disconnect with reality, but the engagement and anchor into the reality of God's faithfulness.
我们不能跟真正的现实脱节，而应该扎根在神是信实、是美好这个现实中。
You see, the heart of the issue again is the issue of the heart.
所以我们看见这个问题也是新的问题。
So what would Jesus say to the modern church today?
所以耶稣会对现在的教会说什么话呢？
He would say, you attend church, but your heart is far from me.
他会说，你每个礼拜去做礼拜，可是你的心远离我。
You sing worship songs, but your heart is far from me.
你在那边唱敬拜的诗歌，可是你的心远离我。
You enroll in discipleship training, but your heart is far from me.
你参加门训的聚集，可是你的心仍然远离我。
You read the Bible, but your heart is far from me.
你读圣经，可是你的心远离我。
Oh yeah, you pray eloquently, but your heart is far from me.
你祷词非常漂亮，可是你的心远离我。
Or yes, you go on mission trip, but your heart is far from me.
没错，你参加很多短宣队，可是你的心远离我。
You bring food to the migrant workers, but your heart is far from me.
你把食物带给那周围穷乏人，可是你的心却远离我。
Oh, you go around distributing money to the poor, but your heart is far from me.
你周济穷人，可是你的心远离我。
You do ministry, even impressive ministries, but your heart is far from me.
你的事工可能很美好，可是你的心远离我。
Yes, you talk to others about Christ, but your heart is far from me.
你跟人家传讲基督，可是你的心远离我。
Or you sit in the elders' board, or you are a pastor or missionary, but your heart is far from me.
你可能是长老群其中一员，或者说是牧师，是宣教士，可是你的心却远离我。
Appearances are deceiving.
外貌是欺骗人的。
Things are not what they seem.
外表并不是真实的。
But God is not deceived by appearances.
可是神不会被我们的外表蒙骗。
He can tell whether the heart is hungry for God or a heart that is far from Him.
他能够分辨我们的心是对他渴慕的，还是对他远离的。
Cultivate a hunger for God.
所以我们需要使我们的心不断的渴慕上帝。
A thirst for the presence of God.
对神的同在有一种饥渴。
Beware of this great disconnect.
小心这一个严重的断裂。
Because the disconnect happens within the human heart.
因为这个断裂，这个发生是在我们内心的深处。
您现在收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是芳华。以下我们一块来听宇宙光百人大合唱所带来的诗歌《将心给我》。今天晨曦讲座就在这首诗歌当中跟您说再会了，感谢您的收听，愿神赐您平安喜乐，我是芳华，我们下回再会。